This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
KNC Masterpiece back here.
Reggie's looking at me, Kevin.
105.3 The Fan.
I thought that Moody ad said intimate booty ambience, and I was like, I don't know what that is. Kevin confirmed it's Moody, not
Booty.
Well,
first of all, you do know what that is.
I love you guys. All right, Kevin, back to you, man.
Let's talk about the Mavericks. I get it. It's important to have a lead in a basketball game. That is just a fundamental information that you're like, hey, would you rather be ahead or behind? Like, let's just go ahead and be ahead.
Ahead, always.
But I think it's particularly important for the Dallas Mavericks. I decided to go back and chart out a couple of things about this Mavericks team.
Before you get to that, can I give you some updates real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Luka has a sprained knee. According to Kidd, is probable, and he did everything during practice.
It hurts really bad when they steal the ball from him.
So that's
when he's driving, not as much.
And then Hardaway had a setback post-practice in their post-practice scrimmage, so he's being evaluated right now. So afterwards, they had kind of like they do this all the time where they're like, hey, guys that don't play a lot, don't have heavy minutes, get out there, do a post-practice scrimmage. They got out there. Hardaway had a setback, so
I wonder if it's just kind of weak and it kind of minorly rolled on him again. I'm just throwing it.
Does that mean out for the series now?
I don't know, because it's probably a pretty weak ankle at this point.
Yeah.
So that's my updates, Kevin.
That is unfortunate.
But good news, probable.
Yeah.
Also good news, you didn't say anything about Gafford.
Nope.
So the kind of concern about after game two has seemed to have gone away, and we're playing at night, that's good.
Yes. All right.
No, I agree, and that feeds into what we're going to talk about here. This might not seem like a big deal, but I decided to break down the minutes and efficiency of Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford in both of these games, because it seems, and y'all can dispute this if you think I'm off, but when the Mavericks are trailing, they're more likely to get away from their traditional big lineup. I feel like you saw that in game four in terms of the start of the fourth quarter, and everyone's like, what the hell are we doing? Game two, Lively and Gafford combined for 41 minutes. Game four, Lively and Gafford combined for 33 minutes. And I realize if this is a longer span, you could be like 8 minutes. Maybe it's not the end of the world. 8 minutes without a true big out on the court. And you saw how problematic that can be in terms of Harden driving down and Maxey's like, I'm keeping my spot. Now, you could argue the perimeter defense is a problem and letting him just get right through.
But, and other guys finishing around the rim, right?
Yes.
But then the lob pass is more available. The finishing around the rim, if they kick and it's a drive, then they don't feel as nervous about laying the ball up because we have no rim protection.
And with as close as, especially was it games 3 and 4, or was it 2 and 4, that those games were particularly close?
Two and four. One got blown out.
And
three the Mavs
was like
won
11,
pretty handily.
12 minutes. If you think about how close those games were, just think about how much could change in the span of 8 minutes in an NBA game. That's freaking crazy, especially on the defensive end. Now, if you want to go to the offensive end, you could point out that Dallas had 8 alley-oop dunks, which was the most in a playoff game in 20 years. And so it's easier to see how the combination of, I know Gafford got hurt in that game, but Lively in that game got you a lot of alley-oops. But I was focusing more defensively, where the Mavericks have been phenomenal at that rim protection that you talked about. There's some advanced statistics that say they're the best in the league at it. And then offensively, go back to game 3 again, 52 points down low. That is very unusual for a Mavericks team, or at least it was pre-trade deadline. So my argument is for y'all that while every team would like to have the lead, and that's all fine and well, I think it's maybe more important for the Mavericks than most teams because of the personnel changes that they make when they do fall behind.
Yes, and this has been the history of the Mavs. Now, Jason Kidd is the coach now, but Avery Johnson fell into this trap against Golden State in the 1-8 matchup. Now, Don Nelson loved playing Rajah Bell, Greg Buckner, Nahara. He's the biggest guy at 6'7". Like, he didn't mind playing 6'4" centers. Like, it's really weird, but that's how Don Nelson was really the first one to see the game as five out in the history of basketball.
Good call, Don. We got there eventually.
But I get why Jason Kidd, I get in his press conference why he wanted five out, as in spreading the court, making them respect everybody offensively on the three-point line. They still don't, though. That's the only argument I'd have to Jason Kidd is they are not respecting Maxi Kleber in the corner. They're not closing out on him. They're obviously not respecting Josh Green. They're not respecting Dante Exum. They're not respecting Derek Jones Jr. that much. They are respecting, obviously, Kyrie, Luka. I would say they're respecting PJ Washington to a point.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think that he's looking at it as a series and not a game, though? In this respect of, I know Maxie's hit one. Like, in the last game, he hit 1-3. And the closer you get to the end of this series, the more you have to be like, man, we got to cover everything. And maybe it puts them in a little more of a crunch.
Okay. Because this is, I understand what you're saying. And yes, they do have to see it as a series. And I know this is a different sport, but Bruce Bochy's like, I can't give up a game in the series just to see if this works. Like, I have an opportunity to win here. So I think Jason Kidd was doing what he thought was in the best interest of winning game 4 down the stretch.
In that moment.
I don't think he said, well, let me just see if this works and possibly give up this possible 3-1 series lead.
And I'm convinced. I know teams have come back from 3-1. That series is over. If you fall down 3-1 via
after having a 31,
losing tied for the biggest lead in the history of the playoffs, I think that's a wrap.
That Paul George 3 just kept them alive in this series. And I don't know.
The angle on that's amazing.
And maybe I should just look this up on Vegas Insider or whatever. I wonder who's favored to win this series now.
It's going to be the Mavericks.
And
the reason why I know it's going to be the Mavericks is because you can just look at game 5 and they've already been installed as 2.5-point favorites.
Wow.
Whether Kawhi plays or not, they'll be the Mavericks will be the favorite in game 6. So it's the Mavs.
Okay.
Like, I'll check the specific numbers.
No,
that's,
but
the Mavericks
right.
Are
you have
favorite.
To be right. If they're favored for game 5,
the Mavericks
then
are
as
be
of right now
to win this series.
That would be different, I assume, if the Clippers were to win game 5. That would switch.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. So then the question becomes, and that's all fine and well, it's like, get the lead. How do you get the lead? Kyrie has already stepped out, and he talked about how he's hypercritical of his game and how passive he's been in the first quarter, kind of letting the game come to him. And it sounds like, it's not that he's going to throw it all out, but it sounds like you might see a more aggressive first quarter Kyrie tomorrow because you need to get the lead.
That takes away from the fourth, or do you have a problem? Because
no,
like, that's a factor.
I don't, because he's then I think you can lean perhaps on your bigs a little bit more as the game goes along.
Okay.
You just can't die by 20 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing. Maybe Corey,
keep it close.
Yeah, maybe just keep it close
and that,
is the key.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. And I think, you know, I just go back to the Jason Kidd championship season with the Mavericks. They were a team that if you were within a certain range late in the game, you like keep it close, and then late in the game, we'll make the stops. And the Mavericks showed they could make the stops to get back to that point. But at that point, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
You've done everything. You've run every possible combination out there that you can, and now you're trying to stay up with a team that's been ahead of you this whole time and just kind of put it in cruise control at some point.
You know, watching last night, I was slipping between Stars and Denver Nuggets. It's amazing how not fast. how hard Jokic runs when he knows there's an easy basket.
Yeah.
And it, I know that maybe it's his knee, but I think it's just Luka's style, and he doesn't understand yet, as smart as he is. Dude, to give your knee a little bit of a break, there's maybe more opportunities than you think to get easy baskets. Because I will say this, the Clippers are, I think this, better half-court defensively, and maybe, Reggie, you can say I'm wrong on this, and I'm not going to disagree with you, than the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think if you get past this series, I'm not saying Oklahoma City is going to be easy to score on. I get Chet Holmgren is a very good off-the-ball blocking threat. I get that they have Lu Dort, who's unbelievable defensively. But, man, have they been physical, and, man, have they made it very difficult in some half-court sets for the Dallas Mavericks. I'm not saying Oklahoma City's bad at defense. They are not. They are good. But I just wonder, like, does it get a little bit easier if you win this series on half-court basketball? And for the Mavs, man, can you try to get a few more easy baskets if there's the opportunity?
Yeah, I think that you're actually pretty right in that regard, which is interesting because the Clippers, when especially when Kawhi has not been on the floor over the course of the season, have not been a great defensive team. But, like, they do have that physicality and that length that is seeming to give the Mavs some issues at times that I don't think you see with the Thunder. At least they have some length, but the physicality and the strength, I don't necessarily think that they have in the same way. I think you're right in that regard.
Man, I was trying to look at the revised series odds for the Mavericks. I would guess it's somewhere around plus or a minus 160, 175.
Wow, that seems pretty high for the Mavs, doesn't it?
That would be my guess, but I'm still searching out the altered number for that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, so not necessarily take the lead in the first quarter. Stay close in the first quarter, and you could see a shift in terms of the way you use their bigs. Because if you just look at game 2 and 3, for example, those are the games that the Mavericks won. Game 2, 41 minutes for Lively and Gafford, the most they've played combined during the series. Game 3, you only got 30, but that's because Gafford got hurt, and that was the most minutes Lively had played in a game. So you look at the two games that they've won. I'm sure there's a lot of other factors, and the Clippers didn't shoot 50 to 60% from 3. But in one of them, you got the most minutes out of the two bigs combined. In the other one, you got the most minutes from Derek Lively all series.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that is just a little part of the story of why the Mavs won those two games. I think that's a huge part of the story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's I'm really happy because I keep seeing more and more stories of this popping up that Tyson Chandler's in Derek Lively's ear right now. Like that, I don't know. Did you have this point of conversation coming up?
Would you like a quote from Derek Lively?
I absolutely would, because I was watching a few minutes ago, and he was working with Derek Lively on stuff around the basket. And Kevin, Mike was like, "This guy has no touch around the basket. He's just a defensive rebounder." And you were like, "I think you're wrong." And it's turned out both y'all have been excited about what Derek Lively's done. But I was watching them work together. And this series, he hasn't had that same touch that I've seen throughout the regular season. There have been moments where it looked like he was just pressing and rushing some things. And I was like, maybe he just needs to calm down a little bit. Seeing him working with Tyson Chandler more right now gives me that like confidence that things can be can calm down a little bit.
And it is across the board that Tyson Chandler's helped him out. Because check out this quote. This is Derek Lively talking about, like you said, Tyson Chandler. Words can't even describe how much he's helped me. Being able to know that I got to focus on the court whenever there's so many things going on off the court. He's been able to keep my head on my shoulders, help me stay focused, and he's someone I can go and talk to no matter what the situation is. That leads me to believe that it's about more than just basketball that he's going to talk to.
Yeah.
And Tyson Chandler keeping him focused on the court, especially when, I mean, you're talking about somebody who has... The playoffs are hectic, I'm sure, for any human. But Derek Lively's also coming off of an injury and the death of his mom. Like, I can't even fathom how much that is to deal with.
In a way, when you talk about this Tyson Chandler thing, I just wonder how much experience he has. I don't know his, like, mother-father situation,
right.
Tyson Chandler. Obviously, I know Derek Lively's unfortunate situation, but that has to be really tough as a mentor who's trying to help him learn how to be... a professional. He's a kid. I mean, look, I have a 19-year-old. She's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they're kids and they're getting millions of dollars, but Derek Lively's a kid. And to try to help him out through this, to be able to console him, befriend him, mentor him, give him some sort of, in a way, therapy.
Just kind of be there for him, you know? Yeah.
But at the same time, like, hey, this sounds way too, I'm not going to say it the way I was just thinking about it, but hey, you got to still 100% you're all in on this. Like at this moment, you can play for your mom. I'm not saying don't do that. And this is probably why.
But
you got to be in the moment in this pick and roll situation. You got to know the strengths and weaknesses of Zubac. You got to know which way you're forcing Paul George in this situation and which way you're facing James Harden in this situation. And when do you close out on Russell Westbrook and how do you defend him without fouling him? And so there's just like, there's so much. I give Tyson Chandler and the Dallas Mavericks and Derek Lively, God bless him, just a lot of credit for being able to get what you're getting out of him. Because I don't think as a 20-year-old kid, if my mom would have passed on me in the middle of
a
season / getting close to the playoffs and my father wasn't around anymore because he had passed away when I was a child, like I don't know if I could mentally handle all this.
I think two things. One, that's part of like trying to help him learn how to use this as a sanctuary, use this as your place to go to. Not just the film, but you know, when you get on that court, you can, Kevin, I was in Lake Texoma with my buddy a long time ago, and this is me talking about me now. And I remember thinking, I'm stressed out about everything that's going on at home right now. And he looked at me and he was like, "We're literally in floats on the water right now. You can't even get to where you are, like where your mental head is right now.
Yeah.
Be here." And so that's that part of like focus. When you're on that court, you can focus there, and it does help you balance things out a little bit too. But Mike, the other part is it's not just Tyson. Lively's talked a lot about how when all this stuff has happened, the team wrapped their arms around him. And we're like, "Look, big man, like we understand you are a kid. We understand not necessarily what you're going through in this time, but we understand that it's our job as a group in a locker room to not just be coworkers, but also be part of that family that can make you feel comfortable too."
Well, I'm proud of him as a Dallas Maverick fan,
yeah,
how hard he's worked all season, how he's been able to, in some way at his age, no matter how old you are, but to be able to be this engaged and the energy that he has. It's going to be a tough game tomorrow. On the road, L.A. is going to be crazy, and Gafford hasn't handled that environment very well. Derek Lively's True. Handled it actually better yeah. than Gafford. Gafford has to figure out how to be a good playoff basketball player on the road tomorrow night, because I think you're going to need 20 minutes from him, 20 minutes from Lively, and I guess you're going to play 8 minutes with no center.
Probably. I mean, that the trend of the series would lead you in that direction. By the way, thank you very much from the 469 Bet Online. Mavericks to win the series, -173. So
that's a heavy favorite.
That's in that window. I told you, they're favorite in game five.
Maybe I should be more I'm not saying the Mavericks are going to lose this series. I'm going to still pick it in six, which would mean obviously they're winning tomorrow night and they're winning the game six. But I guess I'm just worried because we're not shooting. I say we. The Mavs aren't shooting well.
You're right.
Luka's having a below average series. Kyrie's unbelievable in the second half and having a solid series.
Yes.
But he hasn't taken over like where you're just like, oh my God. And maybe he has. I mean, he has in the fourth quarter.
But not early in the game.
It's just like the Mavs are tied at two, and I would say they haven't played their best basketball, really. The basketball that I thought they would play in this series.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.